This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A series of recent earthquakes near Trinidad might have been caused by the fossil fuel industry. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The latest was a 3.8 magnitude shake less than 10 miles northeast of Trinidad, and nearby coal bed methane gas production could be responsible. Lisa Wald with the USGS says recent studies suggest many of the earthquakes in the area are induced by the wastewater for gas production being injected deep underground.
So it is probable that this one was too.
The USGS says damage to buildings usually does not occur until earthquake magnitude reaches above 4 or 5, which is more powerful than all of the recent quakes. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The student who shot two adults at Denver's East High School last week was known by many as a bright student with a strong interest in engineering, but his support for the Second Amendment led to tense encounters with law enforcement and school officials. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
Austin Lyle was on a school safety plan, which means he's allowed to come to school, but only if he submits to a daily pat-down by school officials. CPR News learned that the 17-year-old was on that plan because another student reported earlier this month that Lyle had a gun. Lyle was also on probation for a previous weapons charge in Arapahoe County, and he was previously expelled from the Cherry Creek School District. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Democrats in the state legislature want to make sure that Native American children who are removed from their families have a chance to be placed in another Native household. That's in a proposed state law similar to the federal Indian Child Welfare Act. Other states have been looking at that as the U.S. Supreme Court considers whether to strike down the federal law as being unconstitutionally founded in race. This is CPR News and KRCC.